This is the recording for the TOEFL Test Preparation Kit, 2nd edition. The material has been developed by test specialists at Educational Testing Service. Reproduction is prohibited without written permission from the publisher. The exercises in the test preparation kit are for practice use, to help you learn about TOEFL before the day of the actual test. Before starting the first exercise, read pages 15 through 20 of your workbook. They contain instructions for marking your answer sheet and working on the practice sections. Stop this recording now and begin reading page 15.
Practice Section 1, Listening Comprehension. In the Listening Comprehension section, you will have an opportunity to demonstrate your ability to understand conversations and talks in English. Answer all the questions on the basis of what is stated or implied by the speakers you hear. When you take the actual TOEFL test, you will not be allowed to take notes or write in your test book. Try to work on the practice exercises for parts A, B, and C of Practice Section 1 in the same way. Part A, Directions. In Part A, you will hear short conversations between two people. After each conversation, you will hear a question about the conversation. The conversations and questions will not be repeated. After you hear a question, read the four possible answers in your workbook and choose the best answer. Then on your answer sheet, find the number of the question and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer you have chosen. Listen to an example. On the recording, you will hear,
"I don't like this painting very much."
"Neither do I."
What does the man mean? In your workbook, you will read, A, he doesn't like the painting either. B, he doesn't know how to paint. C, he doesn't have any paintings. D, he doesn't know what to do. You learn from the conversation that neither the man nor the woman likes the painting. The best answer to the question, what does the man mean, is A, he doesn't like the painting either. Therefore, the correct choice is A. Go on to the next page. Now we will begin Part A with the first conversation. Number 1.
"Look, I'm sorry to bother you about this, but that music's really loud."
"I didn't realize you could hear it."
What will the woman probably do? Number 2.
"George is going to work in New York for the summer."
"Can he do that and go to summer school?"
What does the woman imply about George? Number 3.
"Shouldn't someone pick up the clothes from the cleaners?"
"Don't look at me."
What does the man mean? Number 4.
"Congratulations. I understand you got a job. When do you start work?"
"You must be thinking of someone else. I'm still waiting to hear."
What does the man mean? Number 5.
"Are you sure you corrected all the typing errors? You want to make a good impression."
"I'd better read through the paper again."
What is the man going to do? Number 6.
I think the whole class is going on the field trip next Friday.
I'm not so sure. Not everyone has paid the transportation fee.
What does the woman imply? Number 7.
Could you bring my calculator back? I need it to do my math homework tonight.
I don't know how to put this, but I dropped it, and now the on button doesn't light up.
What is the man's problem? Number 8.
Look at this note from the landlord.
What? We can't afford another $20 a month.
What are the speakers talking about? Number 9.
Janet said she's coming to my graduation.
But she has to work that week, doesn't she?
What does the man imply about Janet? Number 10.
Why is it that whenever I open my mailbox lately, I pull out letters addressed to you?
Until I find a new apartment, I'm having the post office forward my mail to your place.
What is happening to the man's letters? Number 11.
Have you seen Jim around? We're supposed to play tennis.
Well, his racket's here on the table.
What does the woman imply about Jim? Number 12.
How did the discussion on inflation go?
I didn't think I had much to say, but it lasted over an hour.
What does the man mean? Number 13.
I can't remember the due date for our final paper.
I think it's the 12th, but the professor said not to wait until the last minute to hand it in.
What did the professor suggest the students do? Number 14.
Gary says he's planning to take 2 extra courses this term.
He's got to be out of his mind.
What does the woman imply about Gary? Number 15.
I'm stopping at the museum shop. It's got some inexpensive prints that would make good gifts.
Especially if you're a modern art lover.
What does the man mean? Number 16.
Weren't you trying to get us all together for a picnic this weekend?
It never really got off the ground.
What does the woman say about the picnic? Number 17.
This intro to lit class wasn't supposed to be hard.
But it sure turned out to be, didn't it?
What does the man think about the class? Number 18.
I ought to call Joan and tell her about the meeting this afternoon.
Why bother? You'll see her at lunch.
What does the woman suggest the man do? Number 19.
What's happening with the library? Aren't they adding a new wing?
The construction crew's just finishing it up.
What does the woman mean? Number 20.
They said the train won't arrive till 9.
I guess that boils down to another delay in our schedule.
What does the woman mean? Number 21.
Don't forget to put your umbrella in the car.
Oh, it's just overcast.
What does the woman imply? Number 22.
I'm taking my roommate out for her birthday tonight. You know, to that fancy new restaurant.
You can't go like that. You'd better change.
What does the man suggest the woman do? Number 23.
Didn't Marion go shopping with you yesterday?
Even if she hadn't had a lot of studying, she would have preferred to stay home.
What does the man imply about Marion? Number 24.
I'm going to give up playing table tennis. I lost again today.
Just because you lost, is that any reason to quit?
What does the woman suggest the man do? Number 25.
Has Sally ever missed coming to one of our parties?
Only once, or twice at the most.
What does the man say about Sally? Number 26.
Would you like to come mountain climbing with us?
Thanks, but that's the last thing in the world I'd want to do.
What does the man mean? Number 27.
What have they decided to call the stadium?
No one's come up with anything yet.
What does the woman say about the stadium? Number 28.
Can you come to the concert with me this weekend, or do you have to prepare for exams?
I still have a lot to do, but maybe a break would do me good.
What will the man probably do? Number 29.
I hear you got lost on your way to the hotel.
I don't know how I did it. I've been there a million times.
What does the man mean?
Number 30. Have you seen this postcard from Ron? He's in Florida.
Oh, so he was able to get time off.
What had the woman assumed about Ron? Number This is the end of Part A. Go on to the next page. Now read along as you listen to the directions for Part B. Part B, Directions. In this part, you will hear longer conversations. After each conversation, you will hear several questions. The conversations and questions will not be repeated. After you hear a question, read the four possible answers in your workbook and choose the best answer. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the question and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer you have chosen. Remember, you should not take notes or write in your workbook. Now we will begin Part B with the first conversation. Questions 31 through 34. Listen to a conversation about plans for a school election.
Come on, Julie. How are we going to convince everybody that I'm the best candidate?
It won't be easy.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, just kidding. Actually, I think once we show everyone how well you did as junior class treasurer, you're sure to be elected president.
Well, what's your strategy?
One thing I was thinking of is to hang campaign posters in all the hallways.
But everybody puts up posters. We need to do something different.
Let me finish. The campus radio station is willing to let you have 5 minutes tomorrow morning at 7 to outline your plans for the year. Lots of students will hear you then.
Great idea.
I've also arranged for you to give a speech during dinner tomorrow. Over 100 students will be there. And you can answer questions after you finish speaking.
That means I better come up with the speech pretty quickly. How about if I write it tonight and show it to you after chemistry class tomorrow?
Fine. I'll see you after class.
You're really good at this. I'm glad you agreed to help me out.
Number 31. What election are the speakers discussing? Number 32. What is the relationship between the speakers? Number 33. What will the man do tonight? Number 34. What will the speakers do after chemistry class? Questions 35 through 38. Listen to friends talk about a television program.
Did you watch Undersea Discovery last night?
No, I missed it. Did you?
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was about barnacles. You know how they stick themselves to stuff in the ocean, like rocks or boats? Well, they do that when they're young, and then they stay in the same place forever.
It figures. Have you ever tried removing one of those things? Last summer, I tried to scrape some off a pier. I had to give up after a while. You'd think they wouldn't be able to stick like that underwater.
That's one reason scientists are trying to figure out what their glue's made of. It's one of the strongest adhesives in nature. And it's a natural protein, so it probably wouldn't be harmful like some synthetic glues.
Really?
Yeah. These biomedical researchers were talking about its possible uses. Orthopedists could use it for mending broken bones. Or it could be used in dentistry.
I wish I'd seen that.
Number 35. What was the television program about? Number 36. What did the man learn about barnacles? Number 37. Why is barnacle glue of particular interest to researchers? Number 38. According to the conversation, in what field will the research results be helpful? This is the end of Part B. Now read along as you listen to the directions for Part C. Part C, Directions. In this part, you will hear several talks. After each talk, you will hear some questions. The talks and questions will not be repeated. After you hear a question, read the four possible answers in your workbook and choose the best answer. Then on your answer sheet, find the number of the question and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer you have chosen. Here is an example. On the recording, you will hear, listen to an instructor talk to his class about a television program.
I'd like to tell you about an interesting TV program that'll be shown this coming Thursday. It'll be on from 9 to 10 p.m. on Channel 4. It's part of a series called Mysteries of Human Biology. The subject of the program is the human brain, how it functions, and how it can malfunction. Topics that will be covered are dreams, memory, and depression. These topics are illustrated with outstanding computer animation that makes the explanations easy to follow. Make an effort to see this show. Since we've been studying the nervous system in class, I know you'll find it very helpful.
Now listen to a sample question. What is the main purpose of the program? In your workbook, you will read, A. To demonstrate the latest use of computer graphics. B. To discuss the possibility of an economic depression. C. To explain the workings of the brain. D. To dramatize a famous mystery story. The best answer to the question, what is the main purpose of the program, is C. To explain the workings of the brain. Therefore, the correct choice is C. Now listen to another sample question. Why does the speaker recommend watching the program? In your workbook, you will read, A. It is required of all science majors. B. It will never be shown again. C. It can help viewers improve their memory skills. D. It will help with coursework. The best answer to the question, why does the speaker recommend watching the program, is D. It will help with coursework. Therefore, the correct choice is D. Remember, you should not take notes or write in your workbook. Go on to the next page. Now we will begin Part C with the first talk. Questions 39 through 42. Listen to a talk by an instructor in a biology laboratory.
Before we start our first lab, I'd like to tell you a little bit about the workbook we'll be using. The first thing I'd like to point out is that the workbook contains a very large amount of material, far more than you could ever handle in a single semester. What you're supposed to do is choose the experiments and activities that you want to do, within a certain framework, of course. Part of my job is to help you make your choices. Next, I'd like to mention that in each workbook chapter, there are usually two subsections. The first is called Experiments, and the second is called Activities. In the Experiments section, the workbook gives full instructions for all the experiments, including alternate procedures. Choose the procedure you wish. There's plenty of equipment available. In the activities section, you will find suggestions for projects that you can do on your own time. You'll see that there are usually no detailed instructions for the activities. You're supposed to do them your own way. If there are no questions, let's turn to Chapter 1 now.
Number 39. What is the instructor describing? Number 40. What is the instructor's main point? Number 41. How are the activities different from the experiments? Number 42. When would this talk be given? Questions 43 through 46. Listen to a radio broadcast about sleep.
Do you have trouble sleeping at night? Then maybe this is for you. When you worry about needing sleep and toss and turn trying to find a comfortable position, you're probably only making matters worse. What happens when you do that is that your heart rate actually increases, making it more difficult to relax. You may also have some bad habits that contribute to the problem. Do you rest frequently during the day? Do you get virtually no exercise, or do you exercise strenuously late in the day? Are you preoccupied with sleep, or do you sleep late on weekends? Any or all of these factors might be leading to your insomnia by disrupting your body's natural rhythm. What should you do then on those sleepless nights? Don't bother with sleeping pills. They can actually cause worse insomnia later. The best thing to do is drink milk or eat cheese or tuna fish. These are all rich in amino acids and help produce a neurotransmitter in the brain that induces sleep. This neurotransmitter will help you relax, and you'll be on your way to getting a good night's sleep. Until tomorrow's broadcast, this has been another in the series, Hints for Good Health.
Number 43. What is the purpose of the broadcast? Number 44. According to the speaker, what happens when you toss and turn to get comfortable? Number 45. According to the speaker, what sometimes causes people to have trouble sleeping? Number 46. What does the speaker say about sleeping pills? Questions 47 through 50. Listen to a professor talk to his city planning class.
Today, we'll examine the role that private transportation, namely the automobile, plays in city planning. A number of sociologists blame the automobile for the decline of the downtown areas of major cities. In the 1950s and 1960s, the automobile made it possible to work in the city and yet live in the suburbs many miles away. Shopping patterns changed. Instead of patronizing downtown stores, people in the suburbs went to large shopping malls outside the city and closer to home. Merchants in the city failed, and their stores closed. Downtown shopping areas became deserted. In recent years, there's been a rebirth of the downtown area, as many suburbanites have moved back to the city. They've done this, of course, to avoid highways clogged with commuters from the suburbs. I've chosen this particular city planning problem, our dependence on private transportation, to discuss in groups. I'm hoping you all will come up with some innovative solutions. Oh, and don't approach the problem from a purely sociological perspective. Try to take into account environmental and economic issues as well.
Number 47. How did the automobile affect the workforce in the 1950s and 1960s? Number 48. What problem did downtown city merchants face in the 1960s? Number 49. According to the speaker, why are some people moving back to the city? Number 50. What assignment does the professor give the discussion groups? This is the end of Practice Section 1.